Yeah, I think I got to look at it, but obviously no rhythm. And a lot of that's on me. I thought especially early on I didn't do enough to get us going. So I got to figure it out because got a big one coming up against Kansas City, obviously.
Rousey had protection issues up front, 5 sacks. Guys like Bosa and Ingram, did you just feel like there was too much pressure for you for the most part to be able to do what you guys wanted to do down the field?
No, I mean those guys are good players, and I think if you let them, they're gonna affect the game. You just got to limit how much they're back there. And I thought our guys played their tail off. We got friggin' Alan Barber, right? He's been playing guard all year. We ask him to play right tackle. Does his gives us everything he can there. Those guys fought their tails off. So they're good players. Hats off to them.
How deflating, depressing, and disappointing was the call on Demaryius after the 81-yard game?
That stinks. Yeah, obviously, right? I mean, that's a big play for us, especially when we hadn't gotten anything going, really. But it's a tough – those guys got a tough job. I always thank you, Aaron, on the side of letting the guys play and figure it out. But those guys have a tough job, too. So, that was a tough one.
You said at 3-3, do you feel your team's really much better than where you're at right now?
We're right where we're at. We're 3-3 for a reason, right? Played in some tough games, and these last 2 weeks haven't got it done. So I got to play better, though. That's the bottom line. These last 2 weeks I haven't played good enough for us to win. When you're the quarterback, you can touch it every play. I need to be better.
Were you okay after Ingram hit?
Yeah, it's fine. I had some grass in my face. My eyes, so that wasn't any good.
Do they their defensive line in particular, the way they harassed you, how tough of a defense are they to try and?
I think right now that's the best two edge guys in the league working together right now. So when you get to 3rd and 10, it's tough in this league in general, but really tough with those guys. Or when you got to keep the down and distance manageable to keep those guys kind of on their heels. But they're good players, like I said. I mean, hats off to them.
A lot of teammates just categorize this as an embarrassing loss. Did you echo that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got shut out, right? I mean, that's we got to figure it out.
Trevor, a lot of the drives started inside your own 10. Give me a sense of how tough it is when you're backed up to kind of get something going there.
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. I mean, that's just the way it works. I mean, when you're there, you got to find a way to get a first down, right? Flip the field, and we didn't do that enough because then you're battling field position virtually all, for most of the game. So we didn't get it done there, for sure.
Can you look back over the first couple of games of the season and compared to these last two? Can you put your thumb on what's been the biggest difference? Why were you guys able to get rolling in those first two and
struggle last year? That's a good question. Again, I got to look at it. I just feel like we've, haven't been really good on first and second down, and in turn, third downs have gotten tougher for us. I thought that was, one of the things we hung our hat on early on was being good on third downs. Well, we were in 3rd and 5 or less, a good bit of the time. So, I think the one thing, like I said, these last 2 weeks, I haven't played good enough. I've turned it over, and that's tough for these guys to win.
How much of a different team do they appear to be since you beat them in the first week of the season?
They're a good team. They were good the first week of the season, and they've been in close games all year. So, they're a good team. They're gonna be there. They're gonna win some more games, and we knew that coming in.
Did they change up anything to stop your run?
Not that I know of. I mean, they just they played really well. Like I said, they got a great front. And, linebackers flow really well, and then those edge guys are great players, obviously. They got a good scheme.
Trevor, the hit that you took from Ingram there, that got the rough in the passer penalty, you feel okay when you bounced up from that? Or you get all woozy at all?
No, yeah, I was fine. Again, just got a face full of grass. But, yeah, I was fine.
On that 4th and 6, did it feel like you could run for it, or that you had to get something downfield to
Yeah, I got to look back at it. I think 4th down in that situation, the last thing you want to do is run for 4 yards and get tackled, right? You want to give your guys a chance to get it, and I got to look back at it. Maybe I should have thrown it to the other side of the field. I got to see.
Last one, Nikki.
Since you guys were missing a few receivers, a couple linemen, did you have to change anything in the game plan?
Not really. I think we just, you know, didn't feel like it. And I got to look back and see. But going in, we weren't thinking that way.
Great. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks.